This is a Defocus Media production.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for joining the podcast. It's just Deep Sing Sony, JD, Opto Turbine, coming at you for another podcast. So today we're going to talk about homosexuality, and we're going to talk about it in a sense of just talking about, you know, real life experiences, but also how it affects some of us in clinic. So today I'm going to introduce my guest. Cody, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Cody Frank. I'm a fourth year student at Midwestern University, and I'm excited to be here, excited to talk about some things and answer some questions for you.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. Well, the reason we're talking about homosexuality is, you are homosexual, and you're actually one of my first closest friends that I know of to be homosexual, and that had a huge imprint on my life. And there's some questions I had about how it might affect your life, how it might affect your future, how it might affect how you are with patients. So I thought that'd be a cool way to kind of talk about some topics, okay?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it and bring some light to this topic. Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Before we do get into the questions, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from? Why are you in optometry? You know, maybe some things or hobbies that you have?
Sure, yeah. So I'm from a very small town in northern Maine. We had about 900 to 1,000 people in my town. Very small, agricultural, small mines, kind of not a lot of diversity. And I learned at a very young age that that was not the environment that I wanted to be in. And I wanted to be in more of an urban area with more opportunity and things to do. So I moved to Boston after undergraduate, kind of the hub of medicine, and just kind of applied to every single medical job I could find. I knew I wanted to be a doctor of some kind. I knew I didn't want to do surgery, and I wanted to focus on patient care. So an ophthalmology clinic was the first clinic to hire me, and I kind of fell in love with it and just went with it. So then I moved out to Arizona and started at Midwestern, and it's kind of all history now. So
that's great. And you're graduating soon, right?
Yes, yeah, I can't wait. I'm ready to start working and start delivering the care that that I want to. So,
and you're going to start working in what kind of practice?
So it's going to be kind of a hybrid practice. So it's it's like half optical, half medical. So it's in more of a rural community with a lot of disease, a lot of pathology, diabetes, hypertensive retinopathy, glaucoma, a lot of those things. So it'll be a really good mix, and I'll be able to provide primary care optometry while also treating people's diseases and kind of making a big difference in people's lives.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing a little bit about your background.
Yeah.
So let's kind of dive into the topic a little bit then. Right now, so you're a homosexual male.
Mm-hmm.
How is it being homosexual and seeing patients? Is that something that you bring up, or is that something that patients bring up to you? How are kind of some experiences with that?
So that's a really interesting question. So it depends on kind of the setting. I've had rotations now in Arizona and Vermont and North Carolina, and each place is a little bit different with how they approach that topic. For me, I'm not someone who necessarily defines my identity by my sexuality, so it's never on the forefront of things that I bring up about myself. There's so many other things about me that that I think are a bigger part of my life than who I love and who I'm attracted to. But I think the biggest thing that I find is a lot of my patients, just out of curiosity and interest in who I am, ask me if I have a significant other, and it 9 times out of 10 comes up as, oh, so do you have a wife, or do you have a girlfriend?
Right.
And then it's kind of an awkward situation that I get put in, you know. It's like, I call my partner, obviously, and that has some ambiguity in it, but I think that it kind of gets the point across in a way that's not necessarily in your face. And patients react differently, you know. When here in Arizona and in Vermont, most of the patients are like, "Oh wow, what does your partner do?" and things like that. But I found that in like North Carolina, it was very religious where in the area that I was in, and the patients were always like, oh, or sometimes I would just kind of, I would just kind of run with it and be like, no, like I'm single, and just kind of not bring up the topic.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being in that situation, but that's interesting. I like that you said that it doesn't define who you are. It's not your identity completely. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of reminds us like of our friendship. Like I think I didn't know you were homosexual for the first 6 to 12 months. And that's because, you know, you're Cody, the Mr. Outgoing, smart, great, humorous person. And like that didn't change anything when I did found out.
Right.
But I think it is interesting because I remember having conversations with you like, hey, like, what do you think about that girl? What do you think about that girl? Or think something did change within our friendship or within dynamics of you being open. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's interesting for me to think like, hey, like you being open about that in clinic, how does that change certain dynamics? Does a patient feel more comfortable? Like, wow, like, thank you for that honesty. Like that's, we know that's not an easy thing to talk about, or maybe make them feel less comfortable because maybe it's against some of their views. Right.
Yeah. And I think it kind of goes both ways. I think, speaking to our kind of friendship and how our friendship has grown, when I first got to Arizona, I still was very guarded about my sexuality. And I come from a very kind of, how can I put this, non-diverse and not necessarily accepting of alternative lifestyles, the place that I come from. So to be in a place where I could be open and be totally transparent with who I am, with people that I'm meeting, especially who are new and who I don't know what their beliefs are or their cultures are, that was kind of intimidating for me. So I wasn't outwardly open about my sexuality with everyone when I first got here, just as kind of like a protective mechanism. But I think that once... what I found is that being open and honest about who I am allows me to actually be 100% myself. And that's when friendships grow. That's when relationships grow and people can really get to know each other. So, I'm happy to, I'm open about who I am now and, I'm not afraid to kind of talk about it, but yeah.
That's great to hear. I love that.
Yeah.
That transformation and that comfortability and, like by you being comfortable with yourself, you helped a lot of us grow ourselves and be those experiences with, you know, not all of us maybe have friends that are homosexual. Mm-hmm. And so it's cool to have you as someone who is and show us, you know, how that really works in reality. So, I mean, thank you for being open about that.
Of course.
And, you know, giving us that opportunity.
Yeah. And I'm not someone who is, I'm admittedly not a very flamboyant person. You know, I'm not someone who, my sexuality is in your face. That's kind of not what I want to portray and not the person who I am. But I really appreciate people who have an open mind and who want to get to know me for who I am and kind of look past our differences to find our common ground. So yeah, I appreciate that. How did you kind of navigate the waters, like trying to make a friend with someone whose lifestyle you had not been familiar with?
That's a great question. I would say, you know, I sat there when I did find out, like, hey, like, obviously for me, it wasn't like that you were gay or not, but more like, I think that there's some part of it that is part of your lifestyle and identity. And so for me, it's like, I guess I didn't completely know you as well as I thought I did. I know we got super tight and super close. And, you know, we're classmates, but it was like, I learned something, a whole new piece about you. And I was like, this is going to be new waters to navigate through it. Especially, so I'm a Sikh male from an Indian community.
Right.
It's a conservative community too. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure there are males that are homosexual, but I don't see, I personally don't know a lot of them, but because it's a tough not water to navigate through being a minority and then also being homosexual.
Yeah.
And so coming from a community where like, that is something that necessarily isn't smiled upon, it was interesting to actually have a real friend that like, it shows you like, hey, like this is completely okay. And, completely cool. And like if I did have a friend or family or, you know, future child that was like that is totally okay and great. And so I guess navigating through it, you know, it's interesting. Like, you know, even when we go out sometimes, like you bond with certain, classmates in a different way than I would expect. For example, I guess maybe females.
Yeah.
You know, you joke about certain things, which is totally cool too.
Right.
And I think that was like maybe out of the comfort zone, but like good out of the comfort zone. Now it's like totally cool. Like when you make certain jokes or, you know, you talk to some of our classmates in a certain way, like it's like, you know, like, hey, like that's totally chill.
Yeah.
But I think there was a growing period of, of like you being you and then me like experiencing that with you.
Yeah. I think a lot of that comes with fear of the unknown. You know, it's something that, it to me it's a non-issue. You know, sexuality to me is not a non-issue. I think we're living in a time where sexuality is accepted and individuality is celebrated, and I think that that's a really good thing that we're going through. So to me it's a non-issue. So I don't even necessarily think about the fact that I live a quote-unquote alternative lifestyle. I don't even think about that. You know, it's just like I'm me, and I'm really happy in my life and comfortable. And I think having the awareness that not everyone is necessarily okay with it or even exposed to that kind of alternative lifestyle, having that awareness has really helped me grow as a person too. So, yeah.
Agreed. So that openness is great. And I think it helped with me personally and helped me grow and helped some other classmates grow. But I guess I'm just curious where maybe that's something that took me time to get used to. But if you have a patient and maybe they're not as comfortable too, they come from a conservative background or a background where they're not comfortable with it. And they do ask you, how's your significant other doing? Like that's something where I'm curious how you, in the future, how do you think you would handle that? Would you still try to be outright with it and open about it if maybe you know the person is not comfortable about it? Or do you try to help them grow too and give them the opportunity to kind of deal with something that makes them think about it and reflect?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think that the way that I've responded to that situation has really evolved with the more experience that I've had in clinic. At first, I kind of skirted around that topic. So I would quickly change the subject and not even really kind of acknowledge that question, just out of a protection, out of my own protection. And you don't know, and you never want to make past judgment on your patients and have expectations on how they're going to react. So in the beginning, I found that avoiding that discussion was kind of the easiest way to handle that. But as I've seen more patients and as I've been more open with my patients, I find that they really appreciate that honesty. Even if it's something that they don't understand or even agree with, I think that they appreciate the honesty and the open communication, and it actually opens up lines of communication on both ends so that they can be more open about their health issues that they're there for. I think that in order to give a patient the best care possible, you have to be honest with the patient and the patient has to be honest with you. If either one of you is dishonest or not upfront, then that can be kind of detrimental to the care of the patient. And so I found that most patients really appreciate the honesty, and a lot of them take an interest, you know. And even my experience in North Carolina, where I had a lot of very devout Christian patients, I was kind of amazed at how interested they were in learning about it. It was more out of mutual respect than it was out of, hey, you live a different lifestyle than I do, I can't be around you. It wasn't like that. It was you're a hard worker, I can tell that, you're wearing a white coat, you know, I respect you as a doctor, and I know that you respect me as a patient, so let's open up those lines of communication. So to answer your question, it's kind of evolved, and I think that being open with a patient is a great thing and can open up a lot of lines of communication.
I love that you said that. That makes complete sense, where like you're saying, I should be honest with the patient. Because if they want me to be honest about their health needs, then I need to be honest about my life and be transparent. And like let's say you're walking in the supermarket with your partner or your future fiance, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Like if you're walking around, they see you and they're like, hey, like I didn't know that piece of information about my doctor. Maybe I had nothing wrong with that piece of information, but that doctor chose not to be transparent about that. Maybe that makes me trust them less.
Right. And that's a good point to bring up. And, you know, as you know, I recently got engaged. So now my partner and I are both wearing rings. And that was something that we kind of talked about, is how are we going to navigate our patient encounters? He's an occupational therapy student, so he's going to be a doctor also. And how do you kind of navigate that when a patient says, oh, what does your wife do? Or something like that. You know, it's, so that was something that we talked about. And I think that that was kind of a reason why we pushed off getting engaged for a long time, is to kind of avoid that awkward situation. But yeah, I think it's taking something that can be uncomfortable and spinning it and utilizing it in a positive way to develop that relationship with the patient that's really important.
I love it. And I think you have the right process, thought process there.
Well, thanks.
So say someone was listening to this and they felt like they were homosexual and, you know, they were in an experience where they wanted to come out or they didn't know how to go about it in clinic or even in their personal lives. What kind of recommendations would you give to them?
Yeah, it's different for everyone. You know, it's kind of a very individual thing. For me, it took a long time for myself to be comfortable with who I was. And I think it's really important to know that nobody else is going to be comfortable with who you are until you're comfortable in your own skin. And you would be amazed at the support that you receive from everyone. My family, for instance, like I said, I come from a very small town where people have very small minds and aren't exposed to things like homosexuality or different races or gender identities. It's not something that is readily available. But you'll find that the people who care about you and love you as a person before they know that will still care about you and love you as a person after. And they'll just have a different understanding of who you are. So my advice would be just be yourself, you know, be completely open and honest about who you are and really embrace yourself. And then the community will embrace you as you.
I think that's such a key point because people even gravitate to you being yourself, mm-hmm. like you being your genuine self, being unique. It's something that makes you stick out from the crowd, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me of like me wearing my turban, right?
Absolutely.
Me wearing a turban, you admitting you're homosexual and being open about it. These are things that make us so different. And I think the people that love us in our lives, and it's part of why we're friends, they care about us because we're so open and genuine and we're not afraid to be who we are.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that'll make us stronger, actually.
Yeah. I mean, when I first met you, you're the first person I have ever met in my entire life that I've personally known who wears a turban. And being exposed to your culture and the Sikh religion and everything has been so eye-opening for me. And now it's to the point where when I talk to you and I look at you, I don't even see the turban, you know, I just see JD and our friendship and our relationship. And I kind of hope that that's how people view me too.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I feel the exact same way, man. That's a good thing about optometry school or friendships or just being who you are. It really gives you that opportunity to grow. And now every time you met a sick male, maybe who has a turban, or every time I meet someone who's homosexual, like we're going to be so much more comfortable and make them feel comfortable too because of this friendship, right?
Yeah. And that's one of the great things about optometry is that everyone's well-educated and you go to school with a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds and you're kind of exposed to that. So I find that our profession is very open and honest and accepting of things like that. So it's a good profession to be in.
Is there any advice that you would give to, let's say there's someone who, for me, for example, I guess when I started our friendship, maybe I was a little uncomfortable or hadn't had many friends who were homosexual. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would give to advice to people out there who are listening who maybe don't have those kind of friends or opportunities to kind of get to know somebody who is homosexual?
Yeah, I think my advice would be twofold. First would be open your mind. You know, try not to be... try not to have expectations about a person just because of a certain thing about their identity.
Like they have to fit the stereotypical mold.
Right. I think that, because stereotypes exist for a reason, obviously.
Right? Yeah.
But the reality is that individuality should be celebrated and kind of get to know that person for who they are and find the attributes about them that you really like and that you are comfortable with and that you are familiar with and kind of work with those. And I think each person deals with it in their own way. So for someone who's not comfortable with homosexuality. I think focusing on the other attributes of the person can be beneficial in building that relationship.
Well, cool. I think that was great advice, man. And if there's any summary to our conversation, I think it's like you were saying, be your own self, be comfortable with yourself, focus on being an individual, and by you opening up yourself and being comfortable, people get to know you and grow themselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it is something that is great to open up in clinic. Obviously, we're not all in the same clinics, not in the same states. We don't have the same community. But trying to be as transparent with your patients is always the healthiest thing to do. And and building that good rapport is important to give them the best health care, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Well, perfect. Thanks for doing this, man. I appreciate it. And I think this will inspire some people. So
yeah,
it was great talking to you, man.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking an interest in my life and my story. And I think what you're doing here is really awesome. You're bringing to light a lot of issues that people can sometimes feel uncomfortable talking about. And I think that it's really good and really important what you're doing.
So, thank you, man. So I appreciate that. Well, thank you for joining us, everyone. All right. Take care.